This Saturday, the North Carolina Republican Party will hold an unusual vote, whether or not to expel their current chairman. Hassan Harnett has been in the post less than a year. His election last June was historic. He's the first African American to lead the state Republican Party. Harnett's election and tenure has featured the same infighting taking place nationally, grassroots Republicans versus the establishment. But this story also includes claims of illegal activity, witch hunts, and racism. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
These days, when Hassan Harnett speaks to his fellow Republicans, he sounds like a TV pitchman.
Infighting, backstabbing, and bickering. Aren't you sick of it? I know I sure am.
That's from a video statement posted last week. And Harnett is selling something, his future in the party. Some top Republican leaders want him out, like Scott Cumbie.
He really is at war with the staff and the party as a whole.
And Claude Pope.
He's got to learn how to lead.
Both Pope and Cumbie are members of the powerful NCGOP Central Committee, which has already voted to essentially lock Harnett out of party business. Harnett remains defiant.
Let me be clear. I am not going to resign. I am not going to sit down and shut up.
At his home, not far from the Charlotte Motor Speedway, Hassan Harnett's tone is more measured.
You don't have to like me as a person, but I am the chairman, and people ought to respect that.
Tall, with broad shoulders and a shaved head, he smiles when he thinks back on the election, which elevated him from relative unknown to chairman of the state Republican Party.
The grassroots constantly are saying, no one's listening to us. And so there is a little schism between grassroots and those who are on the inside.
Harnett courted those grassroots, and they rallied around him.
Look, I love it.
He marked his election with a drumline, shaking up the usually staid state convention. It energized the crowd, but did nothing to calm the nerves of Republican brass and some big donors.
They made decisions to move accounts and move money from certain accounts and redirect it somewhere else, perhaps because of a lack of trust or concern or just not knowing who I was as a person.
And that was as close as it came to a honeymoon period. The bumps in the road came quickly, says Scott Cumbie.
There have been problems, you know, throughout the fall and into the first of the year that we've dealt with, and we've moved on from it.
But for Harnett, those problems were adding up.
The more established side of the party had their doubts and uncertainty.
He says he wasn't given access to party accounts, databases, final say in press releases, and more.
There have been occasions where some form of insubordination has been going on.
Especially when it came to one staff member in particular, Dallas Woodhouse, the executive director of the NCGOP. He's a paid staffer in charge of running the daily business of the party. Woodhouse is white. Harnett is black, a point made pertinent by an email Harnett sent to Woodhouse, which is read here by a member of the WFAE staff.
I mean, seriously, is this some form of ritual or hazing you would put the first black chairman of the NCGOP state party through? Or is it because I am not white enough for you?
That note was sent on March 8th from Harnett's personal email account. The day before, his state GOP email account had been disabled. So too was the account for his vice chair. Harnett says he contacted the party office to find out what was going on, and he got no answers. So he called the company that runs the NCGOP email system, and he recorded that call.
Hassan? Yes, ma'am.
Greg and talk to Greg about that, because he had us suspend your account yesterday.
Greg would be Greg Fornshell, the accounting director. He works for Dallas Woodhouse. Woodhouse did not respond to our interview requests. But on March 9th, Woodhouse did send an email from his NCGOP account, read here by Harnett.
This says the NCGOP is dealing with a significant electronic security issue. Many people on the system had their email turned off to protect our systems while we handle this.
Harnett doesn't buy that excuse.
Obviously, if there's some kind of security server sweep or a major issue going on, you would think the chairman would be contacted.
And you weren't.
I was not contacted.
Other Republicans were contacted by Dallas Woodhouse, including Dr. Ada Fisher, who, like Harnett, is on the NCGOP's Central Committee.
I got a call from the executive director saying there was some concern
the party website may be subject to a cyber attack.
Fisher urged the party to contact the FBI to launch an investigation. Instead, the party launched an internal investigation headed by its general counsel, Tom Stark. And the key witness? A man named Ken Roble, an IT professor at Pitt Community College south of Greenville. Neither Tom Stark or Ken Roble responded to our interview requests, but Stark has made public an affidavit by Roble. In it, Roble says he called Harnett on March 8th. Mr. Harnett told me he had been locked out of the North Carolina website, it says. I told him there were three ways to get in. The first two involved a password or a file manager. The final was brought up by Roble himself, a brute force attack on the NCGOP's website, a computer hack that can crash or damage a system. This, Roble says in the affidavit, is what Harnett preferred. And Roble added, he was asked to set up an alternative website specifically to sell tickets to the party's state convention. The price for each would be $45, half of what the Central Committee had already approved. Harnett admits he talked to Roble, but denies the rest.
Did you ask him to create a website that showed a lower convention fee?
No.
Did you ever ask him to directly hack the site?
I did not.
Did he bring up hacking the site?
Yes.
Why do you think he brought up hacking the site?
This is a setup.
And there is an inconsistency in the timeline. In a letter released publicly, NCGOP General Counsel Tom Stark notes that he advised emails be shut down after hearing about that alleged hack. But Roble did not contact Harnett until after the email was shut down. Harnett says this is all part of a witch hunt against him. It's a claim the NCGOP denies, including Claude Pope.
His success in that role would have helped all Republicans, and it was profoundly disappointing to me that ultimately that didn't happen.
Plus, there's this. Harnett did want to cut or eliminate the fees for tickets to the state convention. In fact, he campaigned on it, calling them a modern-day poll tax. And even after the Central Committee voted to charge $90 a ticket for the May convention, Harnett sent out a notice saying the fee would be $45. And all this led to Harnett being censured by the Central Committee last month. Hassan Harnett has run for just one political post, chairman of the North Carolina Republican Party.
Now I understand what it means to be in politics.
On Saturday, at a meeting recently added to the calendar, the party's executive committee will decide if he keeps that title. For WFAA News, I'm Tom Bullock.